feature the Bang on a Can All-Stars alongside Glenn Cacci of Wilco, Lee Ronaldo of Sonic Youth, and many special guests, all on September 27th. More information is at KranertCenter.com.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. The University of Illinois' Global Campus Initiative has struggled with enrollment numbers since its start in January. Now, U of I officials are working on changing the online learning program. At last week's Board of Trustees meeting, U of I President Joseph White said that Global Campus is missing affordable undergraduate degree programs in high-demand areas. The chair of the U of I Senate, Nick Merbulis, says a proposal for change may be coming soon.
I know that there is a revised proposal coming down the pipe. I don't know what the details of it are. I'm actually on the Global Campus Academic Council, and President White is coming to our meeting on Friday. I'm assuming the reason he's coming is to present his proposal to the Academic Council.
Merbulis says possible changes for Global Campus may become public as soon as Monday. Currently, Global Campus enrollment is at 121 students. That's up from 12 in January. President White says this is 20% below their enrollment target. A spokeswoman says Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office has laid off 19 employees because of a budget cut ordered by the governor. Robin Ziegler told the Springfield State Journal Register the layoffs took effect last week. She says they're necessary in the face of a 25% budget cut ordered by Governor Rod Blagojevich. Ziegler didn't immediately know where the affected employees worked, but she said they include attorneys. Blagojevich slashed spending at many government offices to help close a budget gap of roughly $2 billion. Secretary of State Jesse White announced this week that nearly 4,000 of his employees would take 4 unpaid days off, and Treasurer Alexi Janulius cut 6 of his office's 190 jobs. Champaign School District wants to know if there's anything more it can do to help ensure students are coming to class each day. That's the message Unit 4 is taking to homes next week as part of an initiative called Operation STOP, or the Stop Truancy Outreach Program. Teams of school staff, social service groups, and other volunteers will be knocking on doors Tuesday night in random neighborhoods. Each team will visit briefly with families in an effort to eliminate any obstacles regarding school attendance. Unit 4's Robin McLean says those visits mark just the start of the program.
Because if there are needs that the community has expressed to us or things that we are not doing or programs that we are not providing that the community feels that we should, then that's when we start making sure that we're meeting the needs of our community.
Tuesday night's teams will include members of the Baptist Pastors Fellowship, Boys and Girls Club, and City of Champaign employees, along with a number of school personnel. McLean is the school district's attendance improvement and dropout prevention coordinator. She says attendance in the district was better at the end of the last school year, but it did fall below 90% at both high schools. Numbers improved at Barksdale and Washington grade schools. The goal of Operation STOP is to improve overall Unit 4 attendance to 95%. A crash between a motorcycle and a car in Savoy has left the motorcyclist dead. The county coroner says 25-year-old Drew McDaniel of Champaign wasn't wearing a helmet when he hit a vehicle on Route 45 near Jones Street yesterday afternoon. About 25 police vehicles congregated in the Marketplace Shopping Center parking lot last night until early this morning as part of an extensive Champaign police training exercise. Deputy Chief Troy Daniels estimates that 60 officers were involved in the drill. He also says while the department runs training exercises every few months, it only holds large-scale exercises like the one last night every few years.
It's one thing to practice in a small group. When you start bringing all the agencies together, start bringing in the command post, you start to learn where your weaknesses may be.
Daniel says few police knew that what the drill would be beforehand. The drill put police through a scenario in which three suspects shot two people in the mall and held about 30 more hostage. Family and friends of the police officers were recruited to play some of the hostages in the exercise. Interstate 8094 in northwestern Indiana has reopened. State transportation officials say the highway reopened yesterday evening after it had been closed since the weekend by flooding from Hurricane Ike's remnants. Indiana Department of Transportation spokesman Joshua Bingham says he had hoped the major route into the Chicago area would have been reopened by midday, but receding waters washed back onto the lanes and caused a delay. 4 miles of I-80-94 from the Illinois state line to State Road 51 had been closed since torrential rains flooded sections of its lanes over the weekend. NDOT also reported Interstate 65 northbound, which was closed at U.S. 24 to ease traffic headed into northwest Indiana. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 9:35 Central Time, and we will now check in with meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jeff.
Nice weekend in store for us. A little bit warmer as the as we say goodbye to summer, but the only chance of rain on Sunday.
That's right, and it'll be outside chance as well, just outside chance for a shower, thunderstorm, no big deal there. But some interesting things. The Arctic sea ice bottoms out, second lowest extent on record. The Arctic sea ice has reached its annual minimum on September the 12th. This year's minimum came on September 12th. It came close, but not exceed last year's record minimum set on September 16th, 2007. For the second straight year, the fabled Northwest Passage explored by Amundsen in 1905 opened up. Explorers have been attempting to assail the Northwest Passage since 1497. In this year and last year, only known years, the passage has been ice-free. In addition, 2008 saw the simultaneous open of the Northeast Passage along the coast of Russia. So for the first time this year, the Arctic ice cap was